Okay. Do you, how about the term cracker in use of native people and like, you know?
I've heard it used, but you know.
Does it happen around here? I know it happens in other states more.
No.
Florida and Georgia.
Georgia, you've always heard of the George crackers, you right. know.
Does that refer to blacks or whites? That you know?
No, I think they were speaking of whites.
Okay. But you don't know of too many terms around here?
No.
Okay. How about the black man term? You know, you've heard black people talk about poor white people. How do they call it?
How do they call the poor black people?
No, how would a black person call a poor white?
Hmm.
Talk about, you know, they talk about.
You know, I don't know.
Okay. I think it works. Did I ask you how would a white man talk about a poor white? You ever heard the term Jackson whites or
no.
common people or?
Well, you hear common people, okay. But
I'm just curious. Do you think the word common is a bad word or good in terms of people?
I think it's a good one.
You know, like a common, you know.
I really do.
That's not in here. I was just kidding.
Wouldn't you think so?
It seems to me that some people take it as offensive. If you call them common, you know, you're just a common person. It's kind of upset about it.
What I want to be.
Yeah. I guess I do too. Okay. Let's get through these. Okay. Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know about the town very much at all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is conspicuous when he goes to town. Like he lives so far away that when he does get to a little town or something like that,
he shows up.
They know right off the bat where he's from. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about their city ways. I'm just an old
countryman.
Okay.
Country boy.
Okay. Any other words you might use for that? Or they might use it?
No.
Or if a person was like from the mountains and he came down, he said, I'm just an old
hillbilly.
Okay, if he was from like swamps, would there be any, especially one if he was from a swamp and came into town?
I wouldn't know of any.
Or if he was from way out in the woods someplace and came in, no, not on a farm.
I don't know.
How about the term Hoosier? You ever heard that?
Yes.
How is it referred to when you've heard it?
I guess you're talking about a person that's just a countryman, and doesn't know much about the city ways, and in my opinion, he's the kind of fellow that didn't try to fool anyone about it.
Okay. Not particularly a bad term. You don't think it's
no.
Like if someone says he's a Hoosier, you think they'd be calling down or?
No, I think he'd just be sort of identifying him the way they
okay.
thought he was.
Yeah, okay. You know, most everybody from Indiana is called Hoosier.
That's right. Yeah. Hoosier State.
How about the, let's see. I had one I was going to ask you about here. How about hayseed? You ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard it.
Is that a bad term or a good term in your mind?
Well, I think it's meant to be derogatory.
Okay, I mean, someone, if I came in town and I had a pair of old overalls on, my hair was all messed up, and been muddy up to my knees from working out in the field, and someone said he's just a hayseed, that'd be a bad term in your mind.
Yeah, they would intend it to be that,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But you wouldn't, if you were talking to a friend of yours and you call him an old hayseed, you wouldn't mean it bad, or would you ever say that?
I wouldn't say it unless I was just joking, you know. And he'd have to know I was joking.
Okay, if it's not quite midnight and someone asks you what time it is, you might say...
It's near midnight.
Okay. If you slip and catch yourself right before you fall, you say, this is a dangerous place, I blank fell.
I nearly fell.
Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with them,